This is Educated and Empowered. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about why mindset matters. And I'm just going to give you guys a couple of strategies, a couple things that you can do if you know that your mindset is something that you are struggling with. You know, whether it's because you're having a problem with forgiving, whether you've had some issues that happened to you, say someone passed away and you can't overcome that, you've had some bad things happen to you, bad relationships or layoffs or financial issues with your children, whenever those things happen. And again, it is unfortunate, but the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes that there is a time for everything. So we understand good and bad, not or, it's and. Both good and bad things are going to happen. And so it's whether or not you're prepared. Because what you have to understand, and this is something I've taught on before, that bad things are going to happen. There are really two different types of problems. It's the problems that occur simply because you live life. And again, Ecclesiastes says that there's a time and a place for everything. So that means the same way there's a time for somebody to be born, there's a time for someone to die. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the person did something wrong, did something bad. It just meant that this was their appointed time. But it's hard for us as humans to accept these things. It says there's a time to laugh, but there's also a time to mourn. And so if you're crying, that means something bad happened to bring on those tears. But again, there's an appointed time for it. And so for me, it's really about being prepared. There are some things that no matter how well you try, you're never really prepared for, such as the loss of a loved one. I don't care, you know, if you could have known well in advance that the person was going to pass away. And when it happens, it's still hard. The person could be 103 years old, but it's still hard, you know. So there are certain things. So please understand that I am not trying to make light of any situation. Understand that I'm not trying to say that these things will be easy. But what I am saying is that it is necessary that you are able to grab hold of your mind and not allow your mind to control you. And so that's why strategy number two, number one was praying and asking for peace. And then number two is to try to get more discipline, right? So a lot of times we don't look at it as being a discipline issue, but really your mindset is all about discipline. Whether or not you have the ability to sacrifice, to go without, to do you have the ability to hurt, right? A lot of times we don't want to hurt. We don't want to be in pain. As soon as, you know, think about if you have to go to the doctor, you got to get a shot. Many people, it is, I don't even want to say silly, but almost as unbelievable as this sounds, many people don't go to the doctor because they don't want to get a shot, because they can't fathom the pain of getting a shot. So they would rather go through whatever they're enduring rather than go get a shot. Or even with going to the dentist, many people, it takes them having the most ridiculous toothache before they will actually just go to the dentist, right? And this is how we are in life. A lot of times, you know, it might be a quote-unquote easy fix, but if that easy fix is something that we're not comfortable with, then we'll just continue to deal with what we are comfortable with. And sometimes our mindsets are not as strong as they need to be because we lack discipline. You know, think about when you're talking about maybe fasting, right? A lot of people don't want to fast because they don't want to sacrifice. I want to eat. I want, you know, this food. I want whatever, and I don't want to have to sacrifice. And really, again, that is a disciplinary issue. You lack discipline. If you can't go 6 hours without eating, that's a discipline issue. If somebody hurts your feelings and you feel like it's the end of the world, that's actually a discipline issue. You have not controlled, you don't have control over your emotions. Your emotions have control over you. And whenever you have your emotions controlling you, then that's a dangerous place to be, because now you're literally just on a roller coaster ride. You have no idea what you're going to do when there are people, and there's so many people in the world now where this is an issue, where I get so angry and my anger takes the wheel, so to speak, or I get so frustrated, you know, now I'm hollering at everybody, people that didn't even do anything to me, I'm hollering at them, or in some cases people are hitting, you know, it becomes violent because they cannot control their emotions. And so when we're talking about mindset, the power of the mind in so many regards is controlled by your emotion. So do you have control over your emotions, or does your emotions have control over you? And so if you're lacking discipline, then again, and this is so funny because one of the things, one of the classes I was teaching, I said to them, and this was a Bible class, and I explained, I said, here's what's crazy. A lot of times when we pray, we feel like when we pray and we say, Lord, you know, God, Jesus, Jehovah, however you reference them, I want more patience. Can you give me more patience? We feel like that there's going to be some little magic wand that's waved, and then boom, here's your patience. But that is not how it works. Understand that whatever it is you're asking for, the opposite of it is what you're going to get in order for you to receive it. That sounds crazy, I know, but let me give you a real life example. You may say, oh, I know my patience is just ridiculous. I need more patience. And when you're asking for more patience, what you're going to get is the very situations that's going to test your patience. You don't just look up one day and then boom, I just have more patience. I went to sleep, I prayed for patience, and then I wake up and now I just have more patience. No. How you get more patience is by going through more situations that try your patience. And it's all about your ability to not go off, right? It's about your ability to be able to abstain. And so after a while, you start seeing, oh, okay, this is what it is. So now that kind of puts the patience and the discipline level ends up working hand in hand, right? So in either case, when we're talking about discipline, when you're wanting to do better with your mindset, then you have to discipline yourself for heartache. You have to discipline yourself for disappointment. And how to do it is really hard to talk it through, because just like in asking for more patience, you end up having to be tested. It's the same situation. You can't act like a spoiled brat. You know, I wanted this to happen and this didn't happen. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be offensive when I'm using these terms, but I'm just trying to make it very real, because a lot of us, that's exactly what happens when things don't go our way. We throw temper tantrums. When things don't go our way, you know, we don't want to play with anybody else anymore. Give me my toy and I'm going home type of mentality, you know. And so we have to be able to grow. We have to understand that things are going to happen, but you got to still find a way to be able to be okay with it, right? It doesn't mean that you like what happens, but it means that you understand that snapping on somebody isn't going to change. You know, being in a depression isn't going to change it. However, if you look at things from a positive purview, that very well can change it. Because if when you're looking at it from a negative perspective, oh, this ain't never gonna be the end, nothing ever goes my way, I'll never get past this. Again, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So if you're experiencing a negative situation, you have to ask yourself this question: do I want to keep on experiencing this negative situation, or do I want to be out of it, right? So what if your mindset is what really matters? What if your being free versus your being bound is really all a matter of the mind? It's all in how you perceive it, right? And I say that all the time, that perception is everything. How you see something, it really is everything, because how you perceive it is how you deal with it. If you think that it's the end of the world, then it's going to be manifested that very way. If you believe that there is still hope, then you're going to act as though you still have hope. And so that's how come you have to be able to program your mind, however you want to say it. If you don't like that wording, that's really what it boils down to, because it is a choice to believe. It is a choice when the glass, you have a glass in front of you with 50% liquid in it. It is a choice to be able to see it as half empty or half full. For those people who look at it as half empty, they're going to complain because they can't believe that almost all they drink is gone. For those who look at it as half full, they're going to be grateful because they're like, man, I still got this much more to go. And so when we are going through life, and life is going to keep life in, because that's what life does. There's a time where it just becomes a verb. It's an action word. Life is life in, you know, and there's going to come a time where life happens and it continues to happen. And no matter what you do, you can't get control of it. And it just keeps happening. So are you going to let it defeat you? That's really the question. Are you going to let it defeat you? Or is it going to be like, man, all these things keeps on happening, and so it's just over. It don't even make sense for me to keep trying. I would encourage you not to have that mentality. I would encourage you to say, well, you know what? I need to find another way. I need to find another strategy. Like, I'm strengthening my mind, and I'm praying for peace, and I believe I have peace. But life is still life. I'm working on that discipline area, so I'm not hollering at people like I used to. I'm not, you know, high strung like I used to be, but life is still life. And the bottom line is that life is going to, as long as you live, life is always going to happen. So it's not that you're not expecting life to happen. So this is strategy number three. Is change your expectation, right? Sometimes you have to adjust what you expect, because, you know, like, so let's say if you're a little child and, you know, maybe you had an inconsistent parent in your life, and if you kept expecting for that parent to show up and they never showed up, then each time you were just utterly devastated or disappointed. But once you changed your perspective and you stopped expecting for that parent to show up, then that disappointment disappeared, right? Like, I'm not disappointed because this isn't even something I expect. So it's the same thing with life. There are certain things that is going to just happen that's associated with life. And so the wise person takes note. The wise person looks and sees, they notice the patterns that's going on. Because if there is a pattern, regardless of behavior, then that means that this is just a consistent thing that I don't want to happen, right? So, but I know, it's just like bills. every month. Every month, rent is due. There are some months where it might be easier for you to pay it than others, but regardless of how you feel about it, every month the rent is due. And so you just have to program yourself to know that this, regardless of whether you have the money for it or not, rent is going to be due. So it makes no sense to get upset, to get frustrated, to be disappointed because rent is due. Because rent is going to be due. That's just going to be a way of life. So it doesn't make sense to, you know, fall into a depression. It doesn't make sense to get to a place where you want to let go of life because rent is due. You can do one or two things. You can say, okay, well, why is this frustrating me so much? And most of the time, the reasons why things overwhelm us is because we're not able to handle it, right? So the question then becomes, what can I do to handle it? So let's say that you happen to lose your job, and let's say that you've been going to job interviews and you're still not landing a job, okay, and then the rent is due again. Then what you can do is be proactive in talking to your landlord and letting them know what is going on. A lot of times what happens in situations like these, we allow pride to get in the way, and I don't want nobody to know what I'm going through. I don't want to tell nobody what I'm going through. So now you ducking and dodging calls and letters. And many times, especially when it comes to any type of bill collector, they're just trying to get paid. And so the best thing for you to do is actually to confront the situation. Go talk to them, answer the call, you know, and let them know that this is what's going on. Like, I'm not happy about this situation, but this is just what it is. So is there a way that maybe we can get a payment plan going on? Is there a way that I can, you know, do this or do that? So in other words, you have to be proactive in your life. And if you're so totally emotional, then you're not able to be logical and get ahead of the situation. And so this again is why mindset matters, because there are going to be bad things that happen in life, no matter how nice a person you are, no matter how many people you've helped in your lifetime. This is just the way of the world. And so what you have to be able to do is be proactive, come up with a strategy to help you cope with what is going to happen, right? And so that's really, you know, like I say, that's really what you want to do, is to change your expectation so that you don't expect that, oh, nothing bad is going to happen. No, something bad is going to happen. And I'm not telling you to be warped or morbid. I'm just telling you to be realistic. Realistically, something bad is going to happen. And so you just have to be able to be prepared for it. Don't let whatever the bad is, don't let it destroy you. You know, it's not that I'm telling you to go out looking for something bad to happen. No, I'm not saying that, because again, you attract what you are. So you don't want to just have this negative mindset. But what I am saying is that you have to understand that regardless of what you do, negative is going to happen. So just be prepared for it. Try to, you know, have whatever strategies in place, whatever you can do to proactively fight off what's going to happen, then that's exactly what you want to do. Enjoying my Educated and Empowered podcast? Then subscribe and show your support. For only $3.99 a month, you'll gain exclusive access to special episodes that I make just for my subscribers. So in addition to the regular content, you'll gain access to extra episodes about writing and relationships, spiritual matters, current events, life coaching tips and techniques. All you have to do is go ahead and subscribe today. $3.99 a month, and you'll have exclusive access. In either case, guys, I'm hoping that these strategies have helped you. I hope that now you understand why mindset matters. Because again, life is going to happen to everybody. And those people who are able to stay strong, to stand up, those are the ones who are able to understand what they need to do. Right? Those are the ones who are able to be proactive and say, I'm going to get a hold of this. I'm not going to allow life to beat me up, but I'm going to actually get in control of it and whatever I can do, because maybe there are so many things that's been taken away. So maybe your money isn't what you want to be. Maybe your relationship isn't what you want to be. Maybe, you know, your finances or your children or whatever it may be isn't what you want to be. And those are all things that you might not be able to control. But you know what you can control? You can control how you perceive it. You can control whether or not it takes you under. You can control whether or not you maintain positivity, right? And so that's what I encourage you to do. I encourage you, because here's the final tidbit of that. When we first hit the pandemic, there's a women's group that I lead. And I was asking the ladies, we kind of broke the pandemic down like the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? But instead of saying the good, the bad, the ugly, we did the bad, the good, and the better. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's how you really want to take on life. Because, again, I'm not telling you to disregard whatever you feel. That is not what I'm saying to do. I'm not saying to sweep things under the rug or to act as though they do not happen, because then you're setting yourself up for some other stuff down the road. So no, bring it to the forefront. Whatever the issues are that you are enduring, then you want to go ahead and you want to discuss those, whether you're discussing them with yourself or talking to a confidant, a counselor, whomever. So that's the bad. Talk about the bad. Get it out the way. And then you talk about the good, because there is never just one side to any story. I don't care how bad it is. It's never just one side to any story. So you remember when the bad was not that bad, right? And then the better, you have to be able to see yourself on the other side of your situation. And that was something, you know, when I was talking to this group of women, we were talking about the pandemic, I asked them, well, how do you all see yourself on the other side of this? And probably at least 50% of the group were like, they hadn't even thought about the other side of it. So let's see who we have. We have Greg's taking cue. And so we're going to see if Greg has a question that he wants to ask or comment in regards to why mindset matters. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You made me think about COVID in a way that I've only heard about. I didn't experience this personally, so it's just a general observation. One of the positive things that appears to have happened is a lot of people that say work all day, you know, maybe husband, wife, kids, whatever, and they're not really together a lot because maybe one works all the time and the other one works all the time. So they kind of do their own thing. What COVID did, I think in a positive way, is when people were stuck at home, maybe they were laid off, maybe they were fired, maybe they were working from home, is they realized maybe some things they hadn't been facing about their relationship that they had just been hiding or not wanting to face. And I'm not any kind of a counselor or anything. This is just general human behavior. So I think that was a positive thing. And you kind of helped me remember that. I hadn't thought about it in a while. It's like I had heard some, you know, just stories, nothing but third-hand information. It's like these two can't stand each other. Well, they knew that before COVID hit. It's just now coming to the forefront. So like you said, let's just confront the bad. And let's just get it on out there and let it smell and flop around and throw a tantrum. And then we'll let this thing play out. So there's always good. Like you said, you know, there's always a silver lining.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Greg, are you on Wisdom at all? How can people connect with you?
Yeah, I'll maybe come in and do I don't know, 2-3 times a week, maybe. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2 hours. It just depends. I free flow. I don't have any set topic or schedule. And the mic is almost always open. 99% of the time, the mic is open.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Greg, for stopping by. Absolutely. And you all go ahead and follow Greg if you haven't already done so. Feel free to follow him here on Wisdom. But again, he brought out something that is very, very true. And a lot of us don't think about that, or maybe we didn't think about that, that, you know, especially during the pandemic, there were so many things that came to the forefront. And again, this goes right back into why mindset matters. A lot of times there are a lot of people who don't like to confront situations, and so you try to sweep it under the rug, but then there are going to be some times where you don't have a choice but to deal with that situation, and the question becomes, how will you handle it? So now we have Miss Takia Williams, who's going to come on, and she's either going to contribute to that or ask us a question about why mindset matters. Hi, Miss Takia, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well.
First time I follow you, because I hear what you're talking about. I just really came on, and you know, mindset definitely matters, because if you can't really even figure out what your mind is, what's going on in there, no one else is. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
So people's mind is apt to change also at any given point. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
So, one moment, that's just like, for instance, you could be having a conversation about somebody and they mention A, B, and C. And because they feel A, B, and C ain't correct, when you ask them what they mean by A, B, and C, they'll be like, I would say D, E, and F. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So mindset definitely matter, because what's in your mind can definitely be manifest. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Takia, are you here on Wisdom? How can people connect with you?
Yes, I'm here on Wisdom as well. I definitely like to be on Wisdom. But see, what I do with, because I do three different platforms, I'm on anchor.fm as well as Takia Williams Truth Podcast, and it's all on Spotify. You know, you can Google it and everything like that. It's on browser. Pocket Radio and stuff like that, and Breaker. But I like to get on to my podcast. To be honest, sometimes I don't really wait for a buildup of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I just get on and share, and then that's that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes if people join the conversation, you know, that's what it keep me on my podcast is a little longer. But you know how you sometimes you just like a messenger. So I do, I get on here and share my devotions or a word, you know, things like that. But yes, that's how I be on Wisdom.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by my podcast on today, Ms. Takia. And if you guys are on here, you've heard her, definitely go ahead and connect with Takia. And she said Beyond Wisdom. You can also find her on anchor.fm and all the other major streaming platforms that have podcasts. You can find her. Thank you so much for coming on, Ms. Takia. But as we are saying, for those of you who are just now coming in, we're talking about why mindset matters. And if you are not already following me, you can follow me across social media platform. I am on Wisdom, as well as TikTok, Clubhouse, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter at my name is Tenille. That's my name is T-O-N-E-A-L. And on Facebook, you can find me simply by my name, Tenille M. Jackson. And if you want to work with me, because I am both a life coach and a lit coach, you can feel free to connect with me by going to my website. My name is Tenille.com. My name is T-O-N-E-A-L.com. And finally, I just recently launched my coaching community on Facebook. There'll be some things that we do on as well as off Facebook. But if you want to connect there, then you can go to Facebook, keyword search, Educated and Empowered, and ask to join that coaching community. But today, again, we're talking about why mindset matters. And again, as what Takiya was saying, it goes back to that original, the opening quote that I gave you all from Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. Because again, she talked about it manifesting itself, and it will do that. Because you're saying, well, how in the world does it do that? Because at the end of the day, whatever it is you're thinking about, that's what you're going to work toward. If you think that something is possible, then you're going to believe it's possible. And so you're going to then be in the line of trying to figure out how to execute things according to what you think. And now we have Miss Jessica Rowe, who's going to come on, and she's either going to ask a question or give us even more contribution to why mindset matters. How you doing, Miss Jessica? Uh-oh, I think we might have lost her, but I hope she comes back on. Jessica, feel free to try to get back in queue. But again, like what I was saying, is that whatever it is you think, so if you believe that you were meant to be, just say as an example, if you believe that you were meant to be a millionaire, then guess what? You're not going to settle until that's what actually happens. And so we actually have Miss Jessica. She's in queue again, and she's coming back, and she's going to share with us a little bit about what she thinks as it pertains to why mindset matters. How you doing, Miss Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good.
Yes, absolutely. Mindset does matter. And I'm saying it because I am a mindset coach to 9-to-5 entrepreneurs who want to turn those business ideas into reality. Yes. And the only way that that can be possible is if you have a difference of mindset, if you are changing your mindset, because most of the time we're on the employee mindset, yep. Right? Not the business mindset. So it's a lot that goes into that. And once you find out and figure out what it takes to even just to get started in business, you know, not just to be successful, but to get started and keep that momentum going, then that's when you have to start to change your way of thinking and your mindset and how to build it and you know, grow it up to be, you know, even more spontaneous than it probably already is. So that's what we have to do. That's why mindset matters. It really does on all angles, but on that angle particularly, it really does matter, because if not, you won't see those ideas come to fruition.
That is so true, and that is really good, Jessica. Everything you said about that, I definitely echo. It is all about what you think. Like, if you think you can, again, I say, if you think you can and you think you can't, then you're right. And beyond that, the fact of you're saying, hey, I'm a mindset coach. So tell people how they can connect with you on and off Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, you can follow me here on Wisdom. Like the previous speakers, I really don't have a set time. I just come on and, you know, say what I feel as I, you know, when I do. So follow me, you'll get the notification and you'll get to hear what I'm talking about. And you can also go to my Instagram. I do a lot of things over there on Instagram as well, as far as putting up motivational posts, really things that are thought-provoking, have you really thinking about things to help you, you know, change your mindset, or, you know, just kind of work on your personal development, because that's really what it's about. It's really, mindset is a part of personal development as well, and when you figure that out and find that out and start pushing towards that, you'll see that, like, wow, all this time I was holding back because I didn't allow anything else bigger and better to come in into my mindset, and you will feel better. Trust Absolutely. Me. So, yeah, that's where you can contact me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Miss Jessica, for stopping by. But you guys, you've heard her. Go ahead and find her here on Wisdom as well as on Instagram. Her name is Jessica Rowe, and she's also a mindset coach. So thank you so much, Jessica, for stopping by, and continue to listen to the show.
Yes, thank you.
So again, for those of you